The Olympic Years, a series of programs outlining the events and music that shaped the last 40 years of the Olympic Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 1996 in Atlanta. This week, 1988, Seoul, South Korea.
근데 올림픽 대회를 경축하면서 서울 올림픽 대회를 개최하는 것을 선언합니다.
First time since Munich in 1972, there was no organized boycott of the Summer Olympics in Seoul, capital of South Korea. However, Cuba and Ethiopia stayed away in support of North Korea as the International Olympic Committee turned down the North Koreans' demand to co-host the Games. More countries than ever, a total of 159, sent more athletes, totaling 9,465 to South Korea, more than to any previous Olympics. There was also more security personnel than ever before, amounting to 100,000, given Seoul's proximity to the north and the possibility of student demonstrations for reunification. Swimming dominated the first week, and the most gold medals won at the Games of 88 were by swimmers Kristen Otto of East Germany, who won 6, and American Matt Biondi, who took 5. One of Otto's gold medals included the 50 metres freestyle.
Lane 6 and 7, Jim Sterkel, Otto and Fetter together. But coming through in lane 4 could be. I think Kristen Otto's going to get it. Kristen Otto, surely. Otto's taken it. Most certainly, Otto has got her 6th medal. Yang is 2nd and Meissner is 3rd.
Biondi dominated the freestyle events, winning the 50 and 100 metre freestyle gold and helping the US to the 200 metre freestyle title.
Biondi leads for America. Zessner is 2nd for East Germany. Michael Gross is 3rd for West Germany. 4th, Duncan Armstrong for Australia. 5th, Giambalvo for Italy. 15 metres to go in the men's 200 metres freestyle relay. There might be a world record here, but Biondi has let the gold slip away again. He didn't do it this time. They got the gold and a new world record.
Biondi was beaten in the 100 butterfly by Anthony Nesty of Suriname, who became the first black swimmer to win an Olympic gold medal.
Enjoy this trip. Enjoy this trip. And it is a trip.
Countdown is progressing.
Uno, dos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
10 days into the Games, Canadian Ben Johnson beat defending champion Carl Lewis in the 100 metres with a world record time of 9.79 seconds.
A good start by Johnson, a brilliant start by Johnson. Silva's running well. Johnson's absolutely pulling away, trying to get back at them. Ben Johnson has his hands on the air. None of them could match him. An absolutely sensational start by Johnson. 9.79. Unbelievable time. Unbelievable. The world has never seen an athletic event of this description on the track.
It was the first time that the first four across the line were under 10 seconds. 2 days later, however, Johnson was stripped of his gold medal and sent packing by the IOC when his post-race drug test indicated steroid use. The drug, stanozolol.
The urine sample of Ben Johnson, Canada. Athletics, 100 metre. Collected on Saturday, 24 September 1988. Was found to contain the metabolites of a banned substance, namely stanozolol. It's an anabolic steroid. The IOC Medical Commission recommends the following sanction. Disqualification of this competitor. Of course, the gold medal has been withdrawn by the IOC.
Caught red-handed, Johnson, though, continued to protest his innocence.
I've never, ever, nearly
taken illegal drugs. And I would never embarrass my family, my friends, and my country. For now, there's nothing more I can tell you because I just don't know. But I do know, I do have a favor to ask. My family and I need some time and peace. Please, please, grant us that.
Lewis, who finished second in the 100, was named the winner, with Linford Christie elevated to the silver medal position and Calvin Smith the bronze. Carl Lewis repeated gold in the long jump, but he was second in the 200 to American teammate Joe DeLoach.
Lewis is right up on Robson De Silva now. Lewis and Joe DeLoach lead them into the straight, but Linford Christie's coming back. Carl Lewis leads. Joe DeLoach going strongly. Lewis is running hard. Joe DeLoach is running hard too. And DeLoach has come up, and DeLoach is the champion. And Joe DeLoach, the 21-year-old collegiate champion, is the one to blow Carl Lewis's ambition away. And the time on the board, 1976, a new Olympic record.
American teammate Florence Griffith Joyner claimed 4 medals. Silver in the 4x400 meters relay, which then turned to gold in the 4x100 meters relay. The first of Flojo's individual gold came in the 100 meters.
They get away first time. Griffith Joyner had a marvellous start, but Ashnikova is getting after her. It's this part of the race. She moves away, and she's flowing beautifully. Venichikova's got out of it, and Drexler gets the silver. Look at the time: 10:5:4, the second fastest ever, a new Olympic record.
So goal number one to the girl they call Flojo. The American followed up with victory in the 200.
Beautiful first time start. Grace Jackson got away very quickly indeed. Also trying to cut back on Griffith Joyner is Silky Moller. Silky Moller is not making too much impression as Griffith Joyner on the near side went Torrance. But Griffith Joyner hits the front in the straight and goes right away again. She's got to win by an enormous distance. And it's going to be Jamaica second and third. Griffith Joyner wins. Grace Jackson in second.
Suspicion
place
of drug abuse followed Flojo's wins, but nothing was proved. Flojo, however, never ran in another games, quitting after her 3 gold medals in Seoul. She subsequently died of massive heart failure before she turned 40. America's airline flight 103 has exploded over the Scottish town of Lockerbie, killing 259 people on board and at least 11 on the ground.
I was driving up the road in the car and, I heard this horrible sound. It was like a rushing and a screaming noise, and the whole sky just lit up, and then it was like liquid fire started to rain down on the car, and bits of concrete and debris, and we even found a piece of the aluminium bedded in the car.
And I seen this just huge, vast, enormous red glow just lit up everywhere. I walked up, I took a look around. It's just total carnage, mayhem, it's never seen nothing like it in my life, never.
It's just one mess. I mean, as far as I know, I've lost my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and their house is just a 30-foot crater. Where their house was, I can't even find the house. It's gone, like.
The flight, filled with Americans travelling home for Christmas, had originated in Frankfurt before heading for New York via Heathrow. The plane disappeared from radar screens at a height of 31,000 feet. The black box flight recorder has revealed nothing about what went wrong, but Pan Am have revealed it was warned one of its flights would be a target of a terrorist bomb.
You don't feel sorry for
second major drugs crisis in Seoul came in the weightlifting. The Bulgarians were expected to win gold, but two of their lifters, Angel Gunchev and Mikto Grablev, were stripped of their gold medals after testing positive for a banned substance. The Bulgarians, who'd already won three golds in other weight divisions, withdrew in protest and left the games. Gold medalists in Seoul included Germany's Steffi Graf, who added an Olympic gold medal to her Grand Slam sweep in tennis. American Greg Louganis won both men's diving events for the second straight time, despite smacking his head off the springboard in one of his dives. And the US men's basketball team had to settle for third place after losing to the gold medal winning Soviets in the semi-finals. Lennox Lewis, fighting for Canada, won the super heavyweight boxing gold, beating Riddick Bowe in the final. Both would go on to be world heavyweight champions. Canada actually won five medals in Seoul, three gold and two silver, but they went home with six. Yachtsman Lawrence Lemieux, who finished 10th in the fin class, noticed that in one of his races, a fellow competitor, had fallen into the sea and was in difficulty. Lemieux stopped to pick him up before finishing the race. President of the IOC, Juan Antonio Samaranch, presented Lemieux with a special medal for his actions. The 1988 Games of Seoul, South Korea. The Games of Flojo, Kristen Otto and the disgraced Ben Johnson. Next week, 1992, Barcelona.